Hi. This week the question is, what is heaven like? The Bible speaks of at least three distinct heavens. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 2, the Bible says, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or whether out of the body, I do not know, God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. Notice in this verse the expression third heaven. If there is a third heaven, then it's necessarily implied that there is a first and a second heaven. The first heaven would be the atmosphere that surrounds the earth. In Acts chapter 14, verse 7, the Bible says, God gave us rain from heaven. The heaven here is the atmosphere that surrounds the earth. Second, the second heaven consists of the universe in which the stars and galaxies are located. In Genesis 22, verse 17, God told Abraham, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heavens. The third heaven is the eternal abode of God himself. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, Jesus said, Therefore you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. The Bible states that the first heaven and second heaven shall both perish along with the earth when Jesus comes again. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, heaven and earth will pass away. In 2 Peter 3, verse 10, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Notice that the word heavens is plural. Not just the atmosphere of the earth shall pass away, but the second heaven as well, which contains the stars of our universe. In Revelation 21, verse 1, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. The third heaven, the place of God's abode, is the only heaven that will endure throughout eternity. And this is the place in which God's people shall dwell through the ages of eternity. What is this heaven like? What will it be like for those who go there? Well, first, heaven will be a very spacious place. In heaven, there will be enough room for all the redeemed of all the ages. In the book of Revelation, John was describing the great heavenly scene. And here's what John saw in heaven. In Revelation 7, verse 9, After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, people, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands. Heaven is big enough for all men and women of all the nations who have chosen to serve God. Second, heaven will be a place of rest. In Revelation 14, verse 13, Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. All the trials and temptations of this life will have vanished. There will be no more struggles against sin and sinful men. Heaven will be a place and a time for the redeemed to rest from their burdens of this life. Number three, heaven will be a place of service. Many people find this rather contradictory. Didn't the Bible just say that God's people will rest in heaven? Well, yes, but there's also work to do and service to perform in heaven. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 13 through 15, the Bible says, Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who came out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple, and He who sits on the throne will dwell among them. Now, God did not design heaven to be a place of inactivity. The redeemed will not just sit around doing absolutely nothing throughout all of eternity. Rather, they will serve God day and night. Now, question, how can the Bible truthfully say that God's people shall have rest from their labors and at the same time do work? Well, when the Bible says God's people rest from their labors, it means that they shall be refreshed from their labors. In this life, we have to stop working for a while in order to be refreshed. But in heaven, God's people shall be refreshed while they work for Him. The more service that's performed, the more refreshment there will be. Fourth, heaven will be a place of plenty. In this life, all our resources are limited. In third world countries, this is more evident, for the citizens of those countries often starve to death for lack of food. But heaven is a place of plenty. There will be no limit to the resources there. In Revelation 7, verse 16, they shall neither hunger anymore nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. Not only will there be enough of the necessary resources, but heaven will be a place of unlimited luxurious resources. The provisions will far exceed any need that we will ever incur. The Old Testament land of Canaan was a prefigure for Israel of heaven itself. Continuously, God called the promised land a land of milk and honey. Milk and honey symbolize abundance and excess, and this truly is a description of heaven. Number five, heaven will be a place of security. There will be no locks on doors, no alarm systems, no insurance policies. Nothing will be unpredictable. There'll be no surprises, no unforeseen disasters. Nothing will ever wax old or become decayed, for heaven will be a place of life. In Matthew 6, verse 20, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Heaven is a place of security, in the sense that there will be no temptation, no sin, no falling away from God. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27, the Apostle Paul said, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Only in heaven can we truly speak of eternal security. Only when men get to heaven can they truly relax and no longer buffet their bodies, lest they become castaways or disqualified. Only in heaven can men rest from their labors and no longer struggle against sin. Number six, heaven will be a place of ownership. There is in every person a joy and a rejoicing in ownership. Every man longs to own certain things for himself. But in this life, that's not always possible. Heaven is different. In heaven, there will be a sense of ownership for every occupant in heaven. In John 14, verse 2, the Bible says, In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus, right now, is preparing a place for anyone who desires to go to heaven. He is preparing a mansion for each citizen. And with that mansion comes a sense of ownership, a sense of belonging. Heaven, as the old song goes, will surely be worth it all. Heaven will be worth all the heartaches, toils, and strife that we may endure in this life. If we miss out on heaven, we have truly missed it all.